University, Champaign. Now through September 14th, they are celebrating the grand opening of their newly remodeled and expanded store with a drawing for gift certificates, daily food tastings, and expanded tastings on Saturdays.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says some more sunshine today, clouds building in tomorrow, then a chance of rain toward the end of the week. He'll have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A state agency seeking to improve how Illinois cares for people with developmental disabilities took its proposal to Champaign last night, and several people with disabilities and their family members spoke in favor of the 7-year reform plan backed by the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities. One of the speakers was Vicki Nicewander of Muhammad, whose daughter Anne has Down syndrome. Anne was recently approved for a new state program that lets her choose the support services she needs to live at home and work in the community. Nicewander says that ought to be the norm for helping people with physical and mental disabilities in Illinois.
But we are tied, very strongly tied, to that institutional system. Large institutions, large group homes, isolated settings where people who have disabilities have to go to live, to work, and to recreate, and not being able to be included in their communities where they live.
Nicewander endorses the council's 7-year plan that would provide care for more people with developmental disabilities and shift much of that care from large institutions to community-based services. Critics of the plan say it ignores people whose disabilities are so severe they need an institutional setting. But Council Executive Director Sheila Romano says that with the right support services, anyone with a developmental disability can live on their own terms as part of the community. Romano hopes to see lawmakers pass a resolution endorsing the reform plan during the fall veto session, but she says the public needs to let lawmakers know they support the proposal. And Urbana Hospital has until the end of the month to file an appeal with the Supreme Court over a ruling that once again shot down its tax-exempt status. Officials with Provena Covenant Medical Center say they plan to do so. They claim an appellate court ruling ignored the facts and impugned their good name. Last month, that court overturned a circuit court decision that restored the tax exemption. Provena has paid more than $6 million in disputed taxes since Champaign County ruled that the hospital didn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. Provena Covenant's board chairman, Cody Sokolsky, says the hospital has never turned down a needy patient for charity care and doesn't plan to, even if it keeps paying property taxes.
Regardless of the ruling going forward, we will never, ever shrink from our mission or our dedication to it. It just, as if you were doing your family budget, if you were short a certain amount of money, it just makes it a little bit harder, and that's what it will make, but we will continue to provide health care for everyone who needs it.
Provena Health Director of Ethics Father William Grogan calls the tax exemption controversy a threat to all hospitals that want to keep providing care for the neediest patients. Now that she's free on parole, Amanda Hamm will have to undergo mental health counseling and meet with drug and alcohol abuse counselors who will decide if she needs treatment. Hamm was released from the Dwight Correctional Center yesterday and has gone to a halfway house in Chicago. She was convicted of child endangerment in 2006 and the drowning deaths of her 3 children in Clinton Lake. Her boyfriend, Maurice Legrone Jr., is serving a life sentence after being convicted of first-degree murder in the incident. They had claimed the drownings were an accident, but prosecutors argued that they killed the children because they were interfering with their relationship. Hamm served almost 5 years of a 10-year sentence. Illinois' House will return to the Capitol today to debate leasing the state lottery. As Amanda Vinicky reports, Illinois is not the only state considering the concept.
It was Illinois' Governor Rod Blagojevich who first raised selling or leasing the lottery. That was back in 2006. State legislators then bashed the idea, and it didn't go anywhere. Since, it's caught on as a way for states to raise money without raising taxes.
It's been kicked around in states like Michigan, Indiana, New York, Vermont, Texas, Colorado, and California.
That's Arturo Perez, who analyzes state government budgets for the National Conference of State Legislatures. He points out none of those states have actually carried through on privatizing their lotteries. Perez says one reason is because it's a relatively new idea.
So some people are still trying to get their hands around the idea or the concept of what it will mean.
Details on Illinois' latest proposal, this time advocated for by the House Speaker, are forthcoming. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Governor Rob Blagojevich is sending a 6-person incident management team to Louisiana to assist with Hurricane Gustav recovery. The team left yesterday for a 22-day mission. Louisiana requested the assistance through a multi-state mutual aid agreement. Illinois has already sent other help to the Gulf Coast, including 3 Illinois National Guard helicopters and their crews, 150 firemen and trucks, including some from Champaign, and 11 Air National Guard airmen. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
We're letting this do the forecast. 77 degrees today, and that just brought to mind that old TV series, 77 Sunset Strip, for some reason. Called it lack of sleep, I don't know.
What? You get enough sleep, don't you?
Do you remember? I'm on jury duty this week in addition to working.
Well, that means you don't have to be here. Days. Isn't that a break?
Well, I'm somewhere all day.
Do you have to go today?
It's long. Yeah, I have to go in afternoon today.
Oh.
So I can work. Yeah, I can get some work done and then go do that. Do you remember that show way back when?
Yeah.